Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go drop your deuce and sit in the porta potty there off Eastern Boulevard. Anyway,
give me a 20 spot to go get you a sandwich.
And James Strebel.
Yes, I said go ahead, drop that and leave it in the porta potty on Eastern Parkway.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey guys, CarMax is hiring experienced auto techs nationwide today, working on the cars that you love. Join CarMax, apply today, CarMaxAutoTech.com, CarMaxAutoTech.com. Also, reminder, Game 4, Suns and Bucks, 8 o'clock tomorrow over on 93.9 The Ville. That's presented by Bear Nose Pizza, UPS Jobs, and U of L Health.
There All right, go. Sounds good to me. Little U of L Health, there we go.
All right.
CarMax.
A little U of L health.
You got to save that for the mixtape. Texter says, my neighbor's name is also Eugene. He has a different garden, though.
Oh.
Texter says, when is Strebel's next pagan blood orgy in the Floyd Knobs?
What?
It's a great question. Yeah, when you go to the Knobs again for one of your parties.
I don't know, but I'm thrown off by the description of that. That party that they're that wasn't anything involved with that. That's what the hell, pagan blood orgies. Jeez, what do you think's going on up there?
What are you doing?
I don't know. What are they doing?
What are you laughing at?
It's an odd way to talk about a party. Pagans,
you're vetoing everywhere right
now. Yeah, yeah. I was just taken aback by that. Here's the home run derby going on right now.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing
Watching
right now?
Watching guys hit dingers. Ready for your Butch beer takes.
Oh, my goodness. Do I give a Butch beer take now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we just let Strebel swim and see what happens.
I mean, you're kind of being the star right now. I don't know what to do.
No, I want to know what you think about Butch Beard. I do. It was a big discussion yesterday. It had reverberations around the community.
So. Did Butch Beard have reverberations around the community?
I think so.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
437-9680. Jackie Boy, can you pull up for me? Do we have an old sheet of Butch Beard sound from yesterday? I meant to do this before the show, but totally forgot to tell you exactly which.
I will print one off for you.
So which sound bites?
Clips.
I wanted to play a couple of these. Just a couple things on the conversation yesterday when he called in. At first, I thought it was Purvis who had called in, and I was like. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because we've heard from Butch Beard recently.
Right.
In any sort of way. So listen, I guess what time it happened at about 1:30 or so yesterday.
That,
So I know you guys got to talk about it. I think there's a number of things. And, you know, I was talking with Biggest Biscuit, and we actually agreed about this for the most part, okay, mm-hmm. when it comes to the Butch Beard discussion. What I don't understand from a lot of Louisville fans, it feels like that at least, and I use the word a lot of Louisville fans, I use those words, I might be wrong, okay? But I find interesting about the discussion that so many are willing to run to the school's defense. Or I shouldn't even, you know, I hate even putting Neely Bendapudi, or, you know, you could even say Vince Tyree. When I say that, it's more the entity of what has happened over several years and, quite frankly, several decades. Mm-hmm. And people are so willing to pick a side,
right,
immediately, and B, to pick the side of U of L and not former players. And there was a lot of this, and this is a little bit of what Perrin was battling yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of shut up, get over it, it's an old story, I'm tired of hearing about it, let's move on.
Yeah.
To which I think probably Butch Beard, and if those that feel like he does, are probably like, good that you're hearing it over and over again. It needs to bother you. It needs to make you uncomfortable. Good. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that's how they feel with that. That, hey, it's an inconvenience. Yeah, and you're going to hear it, and it's not going away.
Anytime soon, but we're going to keep talking about
the,
it.
The knee-jerk reaction to denigrate Kenny Payne, mm-hmm, and to raise the stature. I mean, we have that on Chris Mack in 3 years not winning an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah,
so that, if we started having the conversation about another coach around here, I mean, I think it's way too early, but I'm not saying that it would never happen. Yeah, here we go. Butch Beard sound. I'll probably have you pulled, if you don't mind, maybe like 3, 4, and 5, maybe even 6, if we can. So that was the first thing that I noticed. The other thing, and Greer talked about this today in the 1 o'clock hour, and it's something that I have said myself in some of the takes that I have had. And a couple years ago, mm-hmm, when Kenny Payne's name was thrown out here, I was brash. I was probably cocky, probably annoying to those people that felt even a few percentage points like Butch Beard does,
right,
about Kenny Payne or someone else attached to the program to have minority candidates available specifically about Kenny Payne. You know, Greer talked about today how he wrote that, why are we talking about this? We don't need to talk about this.
Right.
Let's move on. He's not going to get the job. That's how I pretty much talked about it as well.
Right.
But there was a scoffing within the fan base then from many people. And I feel like the way that I talked about it, looking back 3 years ago, I was wrong to talk about it like that.
Okay.
I was wrong. Okay. And I've said that on this show before, that my take of brushing Kenny Payne aside, don't worry about it, it's just Chris Mack. Now, again, I am armed with 3 years, not one tournament win from Chris Mack.
Sure.
I am armed that now I see a little bit of what Chris Mack is at Louisville. Is that ultimately what he's going to be? Is that what he's going to be this year? Is that going to change if he gets Marcus Carr? All of these are fine conversations, okay? And I think they will be an NCAA tournament team next year. The other thing I would say, on top, you know, mushing all this stuff together, how I don't think I was right 3 years ago, mm-hmm, on how the coverage, these people were laughed at.
They were,
when it was brought up, anyone but Chris Mack's name, and I don't even know a few of the jokers that we had around that were even guys that we would even consider talking about after Chris Mack. We never had that conversation.
It was and that was it.
Yeah, and I would say that's the thing that bothers them. That right there, what you're saying, Strebel, okay, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees that it was Chris Mack and we could move on. And part of me feels bad for Chris Mack because he did nothing wrong other than be a damn good coach to put himself in the position to get the Louisville job at Xavier. I want to be clear. This fallout, even though right now we can judge Chris Mack, it's been 3 years, he hasn't won an NCAA tournament game. You can go ahead and judge what happened last year, mm-hmm, okay?
Yeah.
But as far as putting him up against Kenny Payne or anybody else or Butch Beard or anybody else is unfortunate. Unfortunately, he's taking a lot of shrapnel right now, is Chris Mack, for a number of things.
He really is, yeah.
Okay, that I think probably for the most part or are unfair.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And always and always having this brought up is unfair. Chris Mack didn't do anything wrong to get the job.
He just got hired.
He did all these things right to get the job.
Right.
Okay?
He won and
everything else. I would offer, I'm disappointed when fans with something that is as, I mean, I could use the word serious, but an issue like this, which is a race issue to a certain extent, that is what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay? That they can't see it the other way. And there's people that I respect, okay,
mm-hmm.
that are struggling with seeing it the other way.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you have to agree with Butch Beard. It also doesn't mean you have to crap on Kenny Bain when Louisville fans have over and over again, they gave Kenny Payne all the credit. That's why Kentucky went 9-16. They made a video about it.
Yeah.
They made a video about it, about Kenny Payne, how Louisville or how Kentucky had lost it all.
And they all celebrated it.
Because of Kenny Pain. The inability by so many to see it the other way, the insensitive nature to say shut up and move on. Mm-hmm. And there have been many people.
Kenny Payne, not even Kenny Payne.
I wish I could broker that.
There have been many people that have been part of the woke crowd that when they hear Butch Beard talk about their university, mm-hmm. they go shut up and move on. Get over
it,
man.
Point.
Get over it.
Yeah.
But if this were something else, if this were Kentucky, if this were in politics now, and their side was on the other side, how would they talk about it?
Much differently.
In sports, for people who don't always get in the middle of the politics, it can be a line of hypocrisy between the two.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's been people that I have seen that would never believe to tell people, whether it be black people, throw anybody out there. In this case, minority candidates hiring practices at U of L. If that were in the political arena and someone said, shut up and move on, these people would be offended, but they're telling that to Butch Beard because they don't want to hear it. That is that is probably one of my big takeaways, are the amount of people that are saying, shut up and move on. I'm trying to see it from their viewpoint. I'm trying to see it from their viewpoint of, we wanted Kenny Payne to get a real look here.
Yes.
Do I think I would have taken Kenny Payne over Chris Mack? No. I wouldn't do it today, and I wouldn't have done it 3 years ago. But I don't even see it about him. I see it more as a general, how does, and then on top of it, to move all of this aside, and Greer talked about this today, to me, and maybe the answer is you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the answer is ultimately that you cannot. How Louisville can massage these relationships?
Yeah.
Because I feel like they have a lot of their history that don't like them and feel like they have been wronged in some sort of a way. And again, I'm not diving into the waters of what you feel. I'm trying to ask you, could you see it from their viewpoint?
Yeah.
All of this. Could you just try for 30 seconds to view it from their viewpoint? Doesn't mean they're right. I disagree with several things that Butch Beard said for 35 minutes with Bobby V. So those are kind of my overall thoughts. I just, for some reason, I'm good putting myself into a story, given a strong opinion, whether I think I'm right about something, given a strong opinion, Kentucky, Louisville, whatever it may be. With this story, though, I try to say these are guys, and there's a number of them, and I don't even know the number of them, that feel what's been done here over X amount of years,
mm-hmm.
with X amount of ADs and X, you know, and several basketball coaches or football coaches, that they are unhappy about something. And while not everything they're saying may be valid, they are the ones that are bearing the burden of being the one who's getting skipped over, they feel.
Right.
That's how they feel. Their once home, okay, ain't such a home anymore. And what can Louisville do? And how can Louisville get, not only that, how can Louisville get the word out on what's going on? I truly mean that, on what they're trying to do. It's a delicate dance here,
yeah,
that they have had to make yeah, with several different luminaries. But you got to make that dance. And I'm interested now, to me, besides the things that run the athletic department, you have your coaches locked in. I think this is kind of one of the top things for the athletic department and the school as a whole, because these are they're negative stories from very powerful people,
yes,
from very well known people, and not having relationships with them, how you reach out. And then not only that, I'm interested in how they're going to get the word out about what they've done, because I don't know what they've done behind the scenes. Does that make sense?
No.
So that's kind of the Butch Beard discussion. I did not like that. It's not a right or a wrong thing to me, okay?
Right.
Because I think there's some things that Butch Beard has said that I do not agree with. There's a lot of things that he said that I do agree with, okay?
Right.
To me, take that away and try to understand where they're coming at it from,
yes,
okay?
Their perspective, their point of view.
And that gets into the whole Kenny Payne discussion, the hypocrisy around Kenny Payne is stunning,
it's
quite
thick.
Frankly.
It's very thick.
It really is. So you guys got stuck with an important race discussion, and I, for one, and I don't know the answer here. I would love to know how you get these guys back. Like, I'll give you, again, I hate to make it a Bobby Knight thing, but when Indiana reached out to Bobby Knight, they let people know they reached out to Bobby Knight.
Absolutely.
Indiana
yes,
got out word through whomever that Bobby Knight had been invited to this or that.
Fred Glass would just stand there on the podium
yeah,
and say it.
He would just,
yeah,
he,
yeah.
And that, you know what? That's where I am with this story.
Yeah.
That's where I am with this story, because I'm taking the side of the former players, and I would imagine overwhelmingly the minority players that are saying things need to change. We're disenfranchised. Kenny Payne never got a real interview, whatever it may be.
We don't feel like we're respected.
I'm willing to hear, because in today's day and age, we know how that looks. We
yeah,
know. We know. I even think if Louisville hired a new basketball coach next year, the search would look a little bit different than maybe it did last
time. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy to say that there is a frustration. I mean, going back to David Padgett year and wanting Wiley Brown to be I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to me, that doesn't move the needle. I didn't know if
right,
you're bringing in Jerry Eves to be an assistant coach.
Is going
to
do something.
I really, that would be something that I would probably not agree with.
Right.
But how they can work this out to where there's not, it is stunning. I can't think of another place that has some of the luminaries of all luminaries.
That's what I said yesterday.
Not having.
Indiana's the one.
I mean, Jack was right. I mean, he said, like, the Indiana during the Bob Knight stuff is the closest you can think.
Yeah, that's the closest
thing.
But think about this. All the Bob, I mean, so many Bobby Knight guys, though, have great relationships with IU. They're going back all the time. It was just the old man. Like,
yeah.
I feel like
there were guys, like we talked about yesterday, like Scott May had a big rift
yeah,
at the university.
Yeah, Scott May
had his issues. Isaiah Thomas had issues with him.
Oh, Isaiah Thomas had issues.
Yeah,
everybody. With everybody.
Yeah,
so,
the Knicks,
there we go.
The NBA.
Texas has finally a Butch Beard conversation.
No, it was just interesting to, you know, speaking about what you're talking about here. I mean, Louisville has reached out, and he had that meeting with Neely Bendapudi, and he
Bendapudi,
huh?
Dependabuti.
Oh, well, that was yeah, according to Blanky Wigger, but Dependabuti.
I
yes,
like that.
Yeah, but he wasn't impressed with it at all. He dismissed it.
He basically scoffed at it. Wait, hang on.
And, you know, Dr. Dependapudi is.
Hang on. If the running back were named Bendapudi and you gave the name Dependabuti, that would be a great nickname.
It would be a great nickname.
That would be a great nickname.
Hand the ball, old ball off
yeah,
to old Dependabuti.
And, you know, Dr. Dependabuti is...
Yeah. That's a tough one.
We all make mistakes.
Texas says the take with Andy Eaves. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of the other side because everybody
is on the other side.
I feel like the overwhelming majority saying, hey, shut up, move on, type thing, and trying to prove that they're right instead of trying to listen
and understand
to a little bit of the conversation.
Right, and like you said, these aren't just
and
like,
figure out what you think about Dan Kenny Payne. Sorry, now I'm done.
Well, no,
I mean, good God, is he the savior of basketball or not?
Or is he a Cal joke? Is he Cal's joke assistant? And he wasn't really that good, but then he leaves. Oh yeah, Kenny Payne's the greatest. He's the best ever.
He's not as good here, is he, Grossman?
Kenny Payne's not even Kenny Payne.
No, I'm not. But that,
man, I wish I could broker this.
But that was, I mean, that's the point of everything. Like, Kenny Payne, they all laughed at him and said he wasn't really that good, but then they gave him all the credit when he left. Eric Wood, they were all right behind that. Yeah, the real power behind John Calipari was Kenny Payne. Before that, it was like, Kenny Payne get this job? No way. He'll never get this job. We need a head coach with experience. Head coach experience. We don't need an assistant coach. Just say Eric. Against. I know they battled about it on Twitter yesterday.
I think there's a difference between, and I'm with you, Louisville fans absolutely did do that thing to where Kenny Payne did nothing to Kenny Payne did everything.
Absolutely.
But I think when you rationally look at it, there is a difference, though, between him, did he do anything, was he productive on Cal's staff, to should he have his first job be the head coach of Louisville.
But not only that, it's all funny now because, you know, when he was at Kentucky, he was a traitor. He was a turncoat. But then now he's the greatest. He's absolutely the greatest. But he's not
that great.
Yeah, he's not that great.
Well, what I love about it is Kenny Payne's the greatest, and they contribute Kentucky stinking there for 9 wins
right.
On Kenny Payne leaving. And everyone,
but they wouldn't want him as a coach.
But they wouldn't want him as a coach. And the coach they did hire hasn't won a tournament.
Hasn't won a tournament.
Yet.
Not a damn one. Not even. he got in that one.
What are you guys
didn't
doing?
Sniff that. Minnesota bopped him. I mean, come on. Rick Little Pitino bopped you out of the tournament. And you're sitting here telling me Kenny Payne could have lost to Minnesota in the first round of the tournament. You tell me Max doing something that Kenny Payne couldn't do?
Texas says Butch Beard is right. Johnny Unitas. Yeah, he totally is. I even told Blake that. I mean, you could give me. I'd rather see a Teddy Bridgewater statue before Johnny United
statue.
I'd give you Elvis Doomerville.
A Doomerville statue.
I'd give you my brother Brian Brown than Johnny United.
Really?
Mike and Baker's ready for the Lamar statue already.
I'm ready for the. Listen, Blank said today, play the sound if you want, that Lamar Jackson, by the time he's 30, he will have a statue at U of L. And I don't know if he will or not,
right.
But he should. I agree with. He absolutely should.
Heisman Trophy winner,
I got
yes.
No problem with it.
Yeah. Texas, we got to stop waiting until people die to build statues. There's somewhere between that and you wanting to put a Lamar Jackson statue up before he's 25 years old. I mean, I think there's
You don't think that we're going to get a Lamar Jackson statue? I bet we get one before he's 30.
If Deshaun Watson had won the Heisman, by your standard, they would have a statue up. Mm. Would it be a good time to have a Deshaun Watson statue up at Clemson?
No.
Okay. But, I'm just saying, let's let people marinate.
Don't you think I bet.
And I'm not saying Lamar Jackson's going to be like that, but I'm saying.
Really good
take,
point.
Like, let's let the marinate.
I bet he gets one before he's 30.
No, I don't think so. I think you can do cool things. Dude, the statue.
You're going all in there. Too.
Wow, look at that! The end.
Wow, Diener and Blank, a little battle, a little disagreement.
I know Diener just had an absolute haymaker, though. To just disprove everything Blake was saying.
Oh, but
like,
Deshaun Watson,
and then he said Deshaun Watson, like,
man, he nuked him.
He threw Deshaun Watson. If Lamar Jackson has 25 women or whatever it is sue him for massage. The last time you got a massage. You ever had a real massage, Grossman?
Always wanted one, never had one.
You want to get a couple's massage? How about that?
I think you should.
You have a couples massage, Threeble? You ever had one?
No, we've not. We have not.
Really?
No. We've not had a couples massage. Maybe in Mexico when we go.
Texas says Diener with an absolute nuke.
It was a nuke. That came out of nowhere. I was like, damn, Diener.
Texas says I take a Haley Van Lith statue over Johnny Unitas any day.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Haley Van Lith's going to make more money off NIL than Johnny Unitas.
Damn
Texas
right.
Says, definitely need a statue of someone that won the Music City Bowl.
That's a good point.
Texas says, get off Kenny Payne's bleep. Okay.
All right.
Well, there we go.
Let me, you first. Don't celebrate that video anymore there, big boy.
Texter says, are Steve and Blank headed for a pause?
Steve and Blank?
Or Diener and Blank.
Oh, Diener and
me.
Blank.
No.
No, I don't think so. No, they're not headed for a pause. You kidding me? No way.
Texter says, give me a Jeff Wall statue.
Oh, he got a 5-star today. Did you see that?
Damn right he did.
Yeah, that's what he does.
There you go.
Where's Satterfield Mac?
Is that in your sports center, Jack?
Getting us 5-star Wolves?
Should I add it to my sports
yes,
center?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Is that how Maven and Rummage are open the show tomorrow? Like, yeah, Wolves!
How much? You listened to Maven and Rummage today?
I did listen a little bit. Yeah, I did listen a little bit. Okay. They came on about, what, 11:30-ish, somewhere around there? That's when I was listening.
Yeah. What time? No, we went on there about 10:30, 10:40, maybe something like that.
Really?
They initially told us 12:30.
Oh, okay.
The LG&E was 12:30.
Yeah, so Issa left the station.
he turned around to come back. Yeah,
he left.
He did.
He walked in like, I'm leaving. See you later. Well, he came back to the show.
He got his computer. I see. Did he not? Dan Issel left his computer here.
Oh, he did.
Now, you see Dan Issel's computer? I didn't even check if it had a password.
I was gonna say, is it a nice computer?
No, it's actually like an Apple Air or whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Now,
all right.
If you opened Dan Issel's computer,
yeah,
and it didn't have a password, do you look at it?
Man, I'd want to, but I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't look in Dan Issel's computer.
Don't hit the sounder. I think he's telling the truth.
That's his computer. I would not look. I would not. That's a breach of privacy.
Texas says Grossman could get a couple's massage with caller Emily.
That should be the move.
Texas says caller Emily will give the Streebles a couple's massage.
No. We'll go to a professional. Professional. professional.
Just the utterance of her name.
Yeah.
It gets you, just the utterance of her name.
Because I have like memories of all the trauma, the times I've experienced. Yes. Plenty of it. Yeah. But yeah. Jack should maybe call her Emily should call Jack.
Jack just says, Johnny Unitas did nothing for U of L. Thank you for that. Thank you. Texas says, is Dan Issel's computer a 2001 HP?
No, he's got Apple. I mean, he confirmed that he's got Apple. He's not working with a Gateway or something like that. No,
you're off your game today.
No, I'm feeling good today.
It's killing me.
Yeah,
it really is. Well. Kofi Coburn, you want to talk about him next?
Yeah, absolutely. I do.
And your boy Jack Grossman has been challenged. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, we need to get to that. Yes,
we'll get to that next. Jack Grossman has been challenged. Will he rise to the occasion? We'll tell you about that next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is Mitch still...
What do you mean, is he what?
No, is he? Are you still excommunicated?
I haven't even talked to him.
I wouldn't do it. You know what, at this point...
Oh, to hell with Mitch.
Yeah, and his bros and their clan. Get out of here.
Maybe change up that verbiage.
And James Strebel.
Maybe change that up just a little bit.
His posse.
You can't. I mean, good God. Phil Jackson. Do you know?
Oh, jeez.
What are you
about
doing?
That. Oh, it's even worse. His crew. How's that?
That's safe.
Crew, that's a safe word. Okay.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So the J J-Town Beer Fest is coming up this Saturday. Streeble can't go, so we'll be giving away some tickets later on this week, including tomorrow, when I've been told his beer's coming in studio. That's all that I know. So we will find out more. If you are looking for tickets, you can go to any Cox's Spirit Shop or Evergreen Liquors location. That'll save you $5 plus the ticketing fees, or you can go online, JTownCraftBeerFest.com. JTownCraftBeerFest.com. Again, it's coming up this Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. there in J-Town. More than 80 craft brews. Plus, check out the Truly Bubbly Bar or the Oliver Winery Stations. There'll be live music. There'll be food trucks. The Cox's Cigar Lounge will be popping. Grossman has Saturday off. Is this something you would be interested in going to, Jack, or not?
Yeah, I could be interested.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I don't want to have to turn your, what do you call it, twist your arm.
I just gotta figure out, because before today I didn't think I would have Saturday free, so there I gotta figure go. Out.
Oh,
you know, what are you and the buddies? What are your buddies doing? Nothing.
Nothing. This is gonna be an interesting weekend because the parents leave to go out of town tomorrow.
Oh,
and then Ethan goes out of town Thursday.
Okay, so you have the place to yourself.
Yes,
I'm gonna ask this.
All right.
House party.
Yeah, that's where my mind went. You do a little house party, Jack?
We good?
If I get a keg, would you put together a house party? How about that?
I'd like you go.
Grossman's out of town, or no, not Grossman.
I'm out of town.
Out of town.
But you know, you do a little J-Town Beer Fest, and then you get the after party.
That'd be a fun
night.
At
Jack Grossman's house. How about that? Yeah, the little Uber over to Jack's house. There you go. We're ready to roll, baby. Got a little keg.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know women, right? Because I don't know any women.
Some.
Okay, there you go. Good enough.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Again, we're not looking for a one-to-one ratio.
No.
If you could have 20 men... You know, I'd like to get, you know what they're talking about in the hallway.
I know.
And do you know? Do you know what they're talking about in the hallway?
I think.
What do you think it is?
Well, I don't want to say it.
Say it. What are they right now?
TikTok. Are they talking about TikTok?
No, they're not.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Patty Ice had his normal 4:30 bathroom.
No. So the hallways. We need to stay in here.
Yeah.
It's a hazmat situation.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm not leaving this room then.
Yeah.
Nick's holding his breath as he walks past.
Oh, it's terrible. Even, come on, Nikki.
Here he comes. There's Nick.
Can we get Nikki DeBoot to break down what's going on in the hallway? Because we saw your face look foul.
And I heard Biscuit go, whoa!
Yeah, Biscuit made a noise. You look absolutely disgusted. What's going on right now? I think I know.
Well, I mean... Genocide? Like, I feel like if it had a smell, that's kind of like what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Back there. Yeah.
Patty Ice is so damn NASCAR.
Dude, it's like you can try to take the, what's the saying, you know, you can take the kid out of the, you know, out of the oval, but you can't take the oval out of the kid. Like, that's kind of like,
yeah, that
I mean,
old
every,
thing.
Yeah, that old chestnut, yeah.
That old one.
No, but.
The oval?
I don't know. But every now and again, man, like, my smell still isn't all the way back.
Thank God. You don't have COVID.
Seriously.
COVID.
And it's still.
Yes.
It's still. I can't. God,
like,
bless
you
guys.
If you put it in a percentage, what would your percentage be of well, it
don't,
being
no one
back?
Cares about that.
Yeah, no one cares. No,
okay.
No,
but I'm just curious.
Just know that it's not all the way back, and I'm still.
And you're okay with that.
I'm still. Yeah, but I'm still, like, rattled.
Did you smell it?
I did. It was in my office.
I love it.
It went to your office?
Yeah.
He's in the back.
Dude, it's like a thick cloud.
It's like the mist.
It's like the yeah seriously. It's like a Stephen King novel, and like
Nate's meeting with the suits that are in
the
town.
Suits
and
Patty
Ice completely just dropped a nuke right on the radio station.
Oh my God! Hopefully, he didn't make it to the 93.9 studio.
Texas says, does Hannah's dad know about the 4:30 situation?
The boy's regular.
And his brother know about it.
I just love it when he does grosser things than me.
Jackson says, Biscuit sounds like Howard Dean. All right, well, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, get him out of here.
All right, bye, guys.
Get him out
of
here.
By the way, can I say it? Actually, it's not official yet. I'll tease it for tomorrow. But
what?
What?
Jack and I might be getting called up.
Well, we're going to talk about that right now, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that. Oh, yeah. So here's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay. Supposedly the boys here are going to be, there's a hot dog eating contest next Wednesday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. I like that.
There's a hot dog eating contest at Slugger Field.
Redemption. Redemption for Nick.
It's an absolute.
Yes.
Nick. Wait, are we cheering for Nick now? We were cheering for Grossman.
No, we're cheering for Grossman, but Nick.
Well, are we? See, that's the thing.
Disappointed at his showing.
No, he wasn't. There was a cheater, the Federline guy.
Yeah.
From WHAS.
Federline?
I thought it was Federline.
I don't know.
Joe Federline, right, Nick?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Joey Fest. Joey Fest.
Joey Fest. Joey Fest. So he cheated. Well, now Nick gets his revenge, and then you throw Jack Grossman into the mix.
To spoil the revenge.
Man. It could be Nick's redemption, but Jack ruins it. I like that angle.
Yeah.
I think
we might doing a spar on Friday, maybe.
Yeah.
A spar.
Somewhere in there, this is back when Anderson worked here. Anderson had, I think, did Anderson have Nick eat a hot dog and you could hear the moistness around the mouth?
Ooh.
And then I think Cream did the same thing for me.
He ate a hot dog on air.
I did.
I remember I ate like four one time that were regular, but then I ate one like jumbo dog.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is the one that just absolutely sounds
like you can hear the...
Yeah,
the munching
sounds.
Well,
what I remember is, and I forget who, it may have been Crean when he was an intern, videoed the contest. And so I did video the contest.
I
was watching.
We also have the sound of Nick eating the hot dog.
I was watching the video, and at the end, when there was confusion and everyone was like, there's cheating. The WHAS 11 guy cheated. Crean put the camera on Bob. Who was pissed? Like, Bob was legit pissed.
Yeah,
Bob moved people out of the way. I was like, what are we talking about? He's got buns on the floor. Like it became this is not just some jackasses eating hot dogs. It became something. And
serious.
I agreed with Bob.
Bob became the star of the video.
Well, yeah, you have to eat the bun. That's what makes it difficult.
Yes, the bread.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What makes it difficult is the bread there.
Yeah.
So
dipping it in water the whole nine yards. Yeah.
And this is how done they are with the this is how done they are with the softball league.
The gas bag gambling?
The gas bag softball league. Like, they're done with it already. Like, they're going to have to miss the game next Wednesday.
Oh, well.
Of course, we'll broadcast live from there.
Hell yeah.
I got nothing to do.
That'd be awesome.
You won't
I'm
be
sorry
there.
I missed, I'm You're sorry I'm missing
town.
It. Yeah,
You're
I'm
out
sorry.
Of town.
I'm sorry I'm missing it.
What
really
a week
am.
To go out of town.
I know. We got Kofi Coburn on Friday. We got a little hot dog eating competition next Wednesday. Maybe a little Marcus Carr news. I'm going to miss all the fun. I'm missing all the fun next week.
I just can't find this guy, this Federley. I just can't find him anywhere.
Has he dropped off social media? Is he gone?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Is this also going to be the day that Pat tries to hit off the machine?
I don't care. I feel like that's a bit that's died, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think the mystique is gone from that.
I would love to see it.
Now.
I just think that's what's happening. Oh, yeah here it is. Joseph Federley. I mean, listen, your boy Bull went at him. Bull was like, yo, he's a cheater, and that's John Bull.
Bull did?
Yeah, like John Bull, that's a shot to the bow.
See,
if you're going to cheat anybody, try not to do it to the investigative reporter, the guy that dresses up in disguises to expose, like, heroin rings. Like, you know, if you're gonna, I don't mind. Me, who cares? Like, I'm not gonna do anything. I was too busy trying not to throw up on camera. But John Bull, he's seen some things. He's done some things.
Absolutely,
he's a real athlete.
Has.
Don't truck with Johnny B.
He's a journalist.
Like, he will smack a crackhead. Like John Bull will walk into a bad town and smack a crackhead.
Yes, he will.
You think he's worried?
He's
busting down doors, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's gonna happen on Wednesday. We need to talk more about that
as we go. Jack, I mean,
next Wednesday.
Like you said, though, I mean, Jack, you know, he made the
yeah, I caved
the proclamation that he doesn't want to be the food guy,
and now I'm going to be the food guy.
Now he's going to be the food guy.
I don't want to I'll put it this way. I don't want to be like crushing a pizza on air every week.
when those lights hit you, Jack, you come through.
Yeah,
opinions start to change a little bit.
Have we talked to the bats? The bats know who's involved here.
That's
because
a Nick question.
Oh, okay, sorry, Nick.
Okay, all right. So this is. I don't want to be that guy because this is kind of what got me in trouble. See, I'm happy my buddy, he's a friend, Joey Feds, kind of cheated because he took the spotlight off me. Because the true story is I choked. 1,000%.
Well, yeah. Okay.
1,000% choked.
Okay, he choked a little bit.
Right. No, 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 not a little bit. Dad, he choked completely. Dad has that very firm, you know, I don't like it when, you know, but gas packs come on and say a team choked. What's that mean? It means when you deviate from the plan.
Right.
You don't trust your stuff. And I didn't trust my stuff. I went in there. I literally, because I did gag. I'm shoving hot dogs in my mouth. Put that on the mixtape. Yeah. I did literally and figuratively choked in that thing. So thank God Joey Feds didn't eat his buns. But here's the thing. And I'm on the side of the Bats players. You know, there were a lot of guys coming in. It was busy. They needed some people.
Sure.
That, you know, maybe the Ethan Grossmans, the interns weren't there. They needed some folks to keep score.
I'll be there. I will keep score. I'll be there.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
We have a volunteer.
There we go.
I like that.
So you'll be the official.
Well, no. I mean, that's up to the Bats. But if they need me, I'll be there to help out.
Okay.
So yeah.
Good.
You're volunteering your service.
Yeah, volunteering services.
Okay. The guys they had. And it was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. But my only thing at the Bats, come on, you know, we can all do a little better. I could have done a little better. I could have been more humble coming in. I parked in the player spot because I was like, I'm part of the show tonight. I was like, you know, let's go.
Right.
And so I came in there way too swaggy, choked, and, you know, Joey Feds cheated and won. But I choked. And the Bats, they kind of had a couple of pitchers that were keeping score. And I'm on the pitcher's side.
They didn't realize how big of a deal it was.
No, yeah. They shouldn't have. They have a game to go. Yeah, I wouldn't have been keeping track either. I'm halfway looking. I'm looking at the crowd. Oh, hey, you know, there's the girl coming in. Okay, you know, maybe I'll get my, you know. I mean, they're in their game. He's in his uniform. He's like, I'm about to go take the field. And these chuckleheads are shoving meat in their face. Like, okay, yeah, 1-6, whatever. Like, you know, we need.
So it wasn't very accurate. You need more accuracy.
Right, it wasn't accurate.
I could have done
more
honesty.
Right. I could have done a better job. They could have done a better job. Now, here's the thing. I've been told by the powers of be that I have my spot. I'm in.
You're in for sure.
But they're not sure about Jack Grossman here.
Why
so
not?
So I'm thinking about, you know, hey, package deal. You get, I mean, you want Nicky the boot, then you're taking the Hebrew hammer.
I think
I have enough Hebrew pull to be like, hey, look, guys, sorry.
You also have to dress up as the Hebrew hammer.
Oh, dude.
Like, does he know that? Does he know? He can't hear us right now. You're going to have to dress up for this. Like the Hebrew hammer, like you're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah, in costume.
Do you want to be a star or not? I guess that's where we're at right now.
He does.
How much are you ready to be a star?
See, but that's the thing. That's the thing. You're going to get Jack and me coming in here like complete idiots, you know. But we'll go all in. But we're all in. It's a package deal. Am I wrong?
No, to be like, no, it should be a package deal. Yes.
Greg Galliott and company. Love you guys. I am honored at the invite, but there ain't going to be no Nicky the Boot if there's no
Grossman.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Like I saw some of the people that were in there. No offense. It was interns from other organizations.
Oh, interns.
Interns.
They weren't even throwing out like no one.
See, that's the thing.
What are we doing here?
I have to be very careful because believe me, I'm not saying.
Yeah,
I am nowhere. I am nowhere. This is the only time John Bull and I will ever be in the same sentence in terms of anything.
Unless you become a crackhead.
Yes. He investigates you. He finds you in a house.
That
somewhere.
Is a very good point.
Unless you become a pimp.
There's a better chance of John Bull and I being in the same headline for him buying drugs from me to like expose something as opposed to him reporting of some great significance I've done. So no, totally fair. But there were guys that like I never heard of. Like and I don't
oh,
mean
sure,
no
yeah.
I mean intern wise. I'm not saying like you know like oh, oh yeah. I don't
know who you
stuff.
Are, yeah.
No, guys that are like, oh, this is the intern from at WXYZ, you know.
That's
oh,
no
okay,
fun
fine.
If you're throwing interns that nobody knows about.
So that's
if
no
there's
fun.
No spot for Jack Grossman, then there's no spot for
there'll
Nick
be a spot.
I'm putting
there'll
it right.
Spot,
I'm putting it right down.
There'll
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There'll be a spot.
They will work him in. They'll work in Jack.
There we go.
Texas says Blank needs to be the official. Actually, I agree with that. He does.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Blanket Baker counting it off. Yeah. He's gone, though. We can't bring him in
it
and
is,
ask him.
It is
he
sad,
left.
It is a sad thing to be trying to make the majors and you're counting hot dogs. You know.
Yeah, it's like gas you know. Bags you've never heard of. You're like, Mike Trout doesn't have to do this.
I do remember Bob being pissed. He won the he was not happy.
He was so mad.
He made
no, because it was Nick's time. It's always Jamie's time.
Yeah.
That was Nick's time, and damn it, you know he wanted Nick to have his time.
That's what we should do. We should reach out to Jamie.
Oh, get Jamie
and
in there.
Have Jamie beat him. Oh,
man.
That's a haymaker.
Man.
That's a haymaker.
That's,
let me do
that
some
from
work.
Him.
Let me do some work.
Don't take the hot dogs from him, too.
How many do you think you can eat? I mean, you're going to go like all day, Grossman,
oh,
right?
I know. I'm not. That'll be a struggle, not eating anything all day leading up to it.
Yeah.
Because you know, that's going to be, I'll have to commit to that.
Absolutely.
To not eating all day.
How many do you think you can eat, though? Any idea?
Is it 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
I have no idea. I think it's only.
It's probably
I think it's only 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes. I think I could get maybe 7 or 8 in 5 minutes.
That's it.
Maybe more. I don't know. I've never done just a straight hot dog.
I know if I had.
You gotta dip the bread.
Back in my day, before all this happened, you give me 5 minutes, I'm giving you 15 hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I do 50. I'm not saying you have to do that.
I'm trying to figure out a number. I could have done that. Because I've never tried to do that with the hot dogs.
Seven or eight.
I bet I could get more than 7 or 8. Now that
seven or eight would be embarrassing. You're going to be mocked.
It'd be disappointment.
Yeah. You need to do like a test run. So you guys going to do it on Friday?
Yeah, we can do one on Friday.
Okay. Here's the problem that you guys have, though. We need to almost find a place to where, or we need, I don't know, is Biscuit doing anything? All these guys that grill around here, we need hot dogs to be brought in some sort of way.
Oh, right. A pre-prepared hot dog.
But they also don't need to be big fancy hot dogs. They just need to be their traditional hot dog.
Right, you don't need like the Angus beef hot dogs or whatever. You just need the regular old Oscar Mayer wiener, you know. Just bring that in, grill them up a little bit. How many do you think they'll need just for the spar? We're talking about 20? Split that between the two of them for the spar?
Yeah, something like
20
like
hot
that.
Dogs?
Yeah,
that'd be
something
fair.
Like that. Yeah,
okay. That could be easily arranged. Okay. Sure, yeah. We get the grill master in here today.
You're not going to have to arrange it all.
I know. Now I want to be here for that.
You're missing all these things.
I'm missing all these fun things.
You're going on vacation at the exact wrong time.
I am. Last year I went, there was nothing going on at all. I'm going this year. There's action everywhere. There's action left and right.
How are we
going
to break the news of Kofi Coburn to you you're driving? Would you look at your phone or would you let us call you?
Absolutely. I'll have my Apple Watch on. So I'll have indications. If it happens
during our show, which it probably won't, Grossman, it'll probably happen at 9 o'clock at night,
It'll happen at 10:01.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
If it happens during the show, let's say 4:30.
Yeah, I'll get on.
It comes down. We call you.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, call me. I'll be ready to talk.
Will you know, or do you want us to break it to you?
It's only fun if we break it to him.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
That's
too.
True, but if he does, I'm going to start getting text messages and DMs. Like, there's no way for me to not know. I don't think.
Texas says, "Can we get Lloyd Gardner in the hot dog eating contest?" Texas says, "Andy wanted to not hurt Grossman, yet here he is trying to bury him in an early grave of wieners."
Whoa!
Listen, he made this decision. I didn't even know about this.
You didn't coax him
until today. No, he gave in immediately. I protected him and said he doesn't need to be the food guy.
Right.
And then somebody asked him, "Do you want to be in a hot dog eating contest?" And he didn't think twice. He said yes, and here we are.
Yeah.
I had no idea about it until today.
I didn't know about it until today either, to be fair.
Texas says, "Go to Rallies. They're $1 each, and they're perfect for slamming."
Rallies has hot dogs?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. It's $1 hot dog.
Texas says, "When's the last time Strebel had hot dogs?"
I had them at the ball field a couple times this season.
Did you?
Yeah, a little ball field hot dog. I had one at the Bass game a couple weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a hot dog. Yep, that's good. Hot dog.
What's he doing?
The wife had nachos. It was good. Kids had hot dogs. I had hot dog.
Texas says, "Process Blank and Diener doing a segment about the Olympic team this morning was one of the funniest things I've heard in years." What did they say?
Why was it funny?
I don't know.
Process probably had some really interesting NBA takes.
Grossman disagrees with everything the Process says. I'm starting to see it pick up steam.
It's not so everything, but it was very much. He's on during Bob's show with Greer, and he's sitting there talking about how the U.S. had these massive failures in basketball in the Olympics in 96 and 2000 and 2004. And
okay.
I'm like, yeah, they were embarrassed in 2004.
Yeah.
But they didn't just win gold in 96 and 2000. They destroyed everyone.
I was going to say, I was like, it was only the Larry Brown Olympics were like the only ones recently they did bad, right? When he was the coach.
That was the only one.
That's what I thought, too.
So I came in. What's Process talking about? Yeah, I came in, I just straight up asked Process how'd they finish in 96 and 2000. They didn't know. So then Greer pulls up the set, and the 96 team that apparently embarrassed the country, their closest game was a 22-point win.
What an embarrassment. A national embarrassment.
Texas says, "Who says ball field?"
Strebel.
I do. What's it? What else do I want to call it? It's the ball field. Go to the ball field.
The ball field.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is or not.
That's what it's called.
The ball field.
We got to go to the ball field.
Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour next.